Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh dear, oh dear. Rishi Sunak is in a lot of trouble. I'm just going to show you just what state he's actually in and the chances of the Tories managing to scrape themselves together for the general election are no looking good. So his whole shtick, as we remember, was to be the competent grown-up in the room who'd come out and, you know, restore the Tories to their electoral glory after the small hiccup of Liz Truss detonating the British economy. Let's have a look at the recent polling. So according to YouGov, the Tories are actually down from their already catastrophic levels, down 3 points to 22%. Labour have lost a point, but they can more than afford it. They're down to 47%. So Tory support is about one-fifth of the electorate, and Labour are on nearly half. Obviously, polls, you know, it's not an election. Things tend to narrow, whatever, but not looking good. But what's doubly dangerous for the Tories is, while they're hemorrhaging to say Labour, they're also losing support to their right flank. So Reform, that's Nigel Farage's outfit, they're up 4 points to 9%. And Reform, I bet a lot of people don't even know what that is. You know, if they said Nigel Farage's party, I wonder what would happen instead. But it doesn't sound like a lot. But that's heading towards a half of the Tories' current polling. And it's 40% of it right now. Now, if we look at the polling about who's judged to be the best Prime Minister, Sunak is on 25%, down 2%. Keir Starmer's on 30%, down 1%. There is this other super popular, charismatic candidate for PM who is sweeping the nation by storm called Not Sure. They're clocking up 42%. That's a landslide. Now, what that shows is there's no enthusiasm for our frontline politicians, and however much it upsets, Keir Starmer's not tedious at all. Online fans, Labour's electoral, obviously, lead, very big lead, is not down to Starmer mania, not an expression I think you've probably heard, and a sense of, woo, we're so enthused by Labour. It's because, of course, people are just really, really fed up with the Conservatives. I wonder why. Now, Labour, who haven't exactly been bursting with vision and ideas, they've actually latched onto a good policy idea, which is to scrap VAT exemptions on private school fees. It should be said that is a policy they inherited from the Corbyn era, but I don't say that to have a go. Good. I wish they took on more of those policies. Keir Starmer did say he would stick to radical domestic policies and didn't stick to that. So here's one example where they have. So kudos. See, I am fair and reasonable. Now, that's led to the right being whipped into a frenzy. The Daily Mail is screeching Keir's class war threat to 200 private schools. A little plea to the Daily Mail. Please, I beg you, stop trying to make me like Keir Starmer. Now, you can see just how much trouble Sunak is in from his response to Starmer at Prime Minister's questions this week, challenging him on this issue. Let's have a listen.
Just down the road in Southampton, and he'll know this, 4 in every 10 pupils fail their English or maths GCSE this year. 4 in 10. Is that £6 million of taxpayers' money better spent on rifle ranges in Winchester or driving up standards in Southampton?
Well, Mr. Speaker, he talks about school standards. It's under a Conservative government, and thanks to the reforms of the former Education Secretary, that now almost 90% of schools are good or outstanding. But Mr. Speaker, whenever he attacks me about where I went to school, he is attacking the hard-working aspiration of millions of people in this country. He's attacking people like my parents, Mr. Speaker. This is a country that believes in opportunity, not resentment. He doesn't understand that, and that's why he's not fit to lead.
Attacking the aspiration of millions. This is a country that believes in opportunity, not resentment. Now, around 7% of the population go to private school, overwhelmingly, of course, drawn from the most privileged sections of society. Now, the idea that ending taxpayer subsidy for class privilege, which is what we're talking about here, a privilege enjoyed by elite sections of British society, that's an attack on opportunity and aspiration. Well, clearly, that's completely unhinged. It's just, I don't know, just might as well be honest about it. But the wider point about the segregation of children by the bank balances of their parents is about the networks that gift those who, you know, the networks that benefit, if you like, those who go to those private schools. It's not just about the fact, you know, actually, the evidence suggests privileged people who go to private schools would do just as well at state schools, because a lot of how you do it, state schools is, or how you do it at school, sorry, is down to your class background.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But that gives you these networks and connections and so on, which help consolidate elites in Britain. So that's why we need to abolish the lot. We just need to get private schools altogether. But Sunak, the richest MP, that's my, the camera's shaking because my cat has jumped on the table. Hello, Keir, the other Keir. So Sunak, the richest MP with a wealth twice that of the King, who refuses to send his school to state education system that the vast majority of his constituents and citizens use. A massive vote of confidence there in the schooling system for which him and the government are responsible for. He sends them to private school, but he's left championing here, of course, the very wealthy elites of which clearly he's part. Now, polling shows that 47% believe private schools shouldn't be registered charities and should lose their tax exemptions. Another 24% think they should only keep their tax exemptions if they do more to help state schools. Just 10% think they should be allowed to remain registered charities with their tax exemptions, which is only a bit higher than the actual number who go to private school, or, you know, or families who send their kids to private schools. So that includes probably another chunk who are like, well, I'm pretty rich, but I'm not quite rich enough to send my kids to private schools. And if VAT exemption is ended, then I definitely won't be able to. So let's have a look, because this kind of neatly accompanies this, I suppose. It shows who the Tories are, if that's necessary. Let's listen to Sunak's attack on striking workers.
He's too weak to stop dozens of his own MPs joining the picket lines. So if he wants to support, if he wants to support those hard-working families and show some leadership, why doesn't he confirm right now that no Labour MPs are going to join those picket lines?
So Sunak is demanding that Starmer ban all MPs, Labour MPs, from attending picket lines. The Labour Party, which was of course founded by trade unions, that's why it's called the Labour Party, to represent the Labour movement in Parliament. It's the political wing of the Labour movement, for those who don't know the history there. Keir Hardie, who Keir Starmer's named after, the first leader of the Labour Party, he certainly knew that history well. Keir Starmer has tried to ban shadow cabinet members from going. Ridiculous. But all Labour MPs, even he, hasn't gone that far. Hard-working families, this is what... So he says, you know, if he wants to support hard-working families, he should ban Labour MPs going on picket lines. What do you think train workers and nurses are, for a start? Why aren't they hardworking families? So I'm like, that is quite literally the point. Nurses who carried this country through its worst crisis, national emergency since World War II, who you, Rishi Sunak, have rewarded by imposing a real terms pay cut on them, I think most people would agree they're hardworking. So what are you trying to suggest by saying that going on picket lines is an attack on hard-working families? Nurses and train workers are hard-working families. Anyway, he's obviously on the wrong side of public opinion again, because 59% backed the strike by nurses, with just a quarter opposed. With the rail strikes, despite a ferocious onslaught by the media against them, 45% backed the rail strikes, with just 41% opposed. Even nearly a quarter of Tory MPs, not Tory MPs, they don't, even nearly a quarter of Tory voters back the rail strikes. So you've got a very real illustration here. That's what the trust budget did when it tried to shovel vast sums of money to the rich and crash the economy in the process, about who the Tories represent. They are the political wing of capital, of big business, of the wealthy. They exist to represent those interests and try and win enough of the wider population, often through things like racism and bigotry and fear, and a kind of an idea of, well, if you vote for us, there'll be room at the top for you as well if you vote for us. I think this is a neat summary of what conservatism exists to do. We should thank Rishi Sunak for his eloquent exposition, if you like. But this is why they're sunk, because people can see in a midst of terrible social crisis what the Conservatives exist to do, who they exist to champion, who they exist to represent. And Sunak, rather than be the big grown-up in the room, has just underlined that point. He's a rich guy who stands up for other rich people. That's the basis of his political philosophy. It's not about aspiration. It's not about opportunity. It's about protecting the wealthiest elements and their privileges in society and trying to present that as a social good. Well, people aren't stupid, and vast numbers of people can see it for what it is. It's not about enthusiasm for the Labour Party. It's about disgust with the Tories and their class war politics. Because the ones who are waging class war, Daily Mail, are the Conservatives and the richest people in society, which is why we're in the mess we're in. But it's also why the Tories are in the mess they're in. Sunak is in a lot of trouble. How's he going to turn this around? I think a miracle is probably what he's praying for. But I think the problem for Rishi is people have seen through him and for what he represents. And I'm not sure they're going to change their minds. Please like, subscribe. I'll see you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.